permanent inmates, they were in most cases unable to look after or to care for themselves,
right.
And they were sometimes, you know, sick. And of course, the accommodation, their housing in Abingdon at that particular time, particularly
right.
where these people came from,
right.
They hadn't got the facilities for a sick man or a sick woman,
right.
And so they were sent along. The doctor would go along, and they were sent along to the workhouse.
So it was a bit like a local infirmary. Kind
That's
of
right. Yes. Oh, yes.
Right.
We had a lot. We had young people in there as well, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
As well, some of them were young girls, for instance.
Right.
Came in there to have children.
Right.
In fact, it wasn't one. Wasn't so young. She came in with 12 other children. She was 13th.
Right. So the older children moved in as.
Well, some of them. She had the all the younger ones came in. Yeah. And then
right.
her father. They lived in one of the villages at Kingston Bankview's area.
Right.
She came in there and had her 13th, and they were just 12 months. Every 12 months.
Mm-hmm.